country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Oh, welcome, folks. Indeed, we can survive. And, you know, that proposition is being tested right now. The left is doing everything they possibly can to prevent us from surviving. That's what the economic lockdown, the national shutdown, that's what it's all about. That's pretty much all we're going to talk about in today's show. The Trump phenomenon. Here on April, my eyes right up on the screen, 9th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, and we'll be together here for 60 minutes of live and rollicking radio. You're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. It's been a few days since I said hi to the TalkStream livers out there. Certainly love having you in the audience on your great TalkStream Live. com. Anybody who hasn't checked that out, check it out. It's pretty groovy. And here we are. We're beaming at you. I'm up in North Dakota, James Kelso, beaming out to you wherever you may be. It ships it on Ships at Sea via the Republic Broadcasting Network gargantuan skyscraper located there in Round Rock, Texas. And that's where you, that's where your needed support can be sent. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and you will see how you can in fact send in your help. Let me update my own computer right here. And Donald Trump has not disappointed today. Another great day in the Trump phenomenon. I've got a hell of a show lined up for you. It's right here in front of me. It's on paper. I'm not going to be able to present all of it to you in the next hour, but you're going to love it. I'm going to present to you a Minnesota doctor named Scott Jensen, who has let the cat out of the bag on the fraud, the phonies, the creeps at the Centers for Disease Control. This idiot, Anthony Fauci, a piece of crud, Anthony Fauci, a liar, an enemy of our country, a man who just cost America trillions of dollars. That's right. One 79-year-old pretentious would-be authoritarian has cost us trillions of dollars with his stupidity, his arrogance, and his lust for tyranny over you. We'll talk about this idiot who Donald Trump inherited. Let me go to the Fauci page here. Fauci has been a fixture in the administrations going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, I believe. Let me just look it up. And he's been a nightmare presence, exaggerating, terrifying people. He's a screamer. He's hysterical. He's always got his panties in a twist. And he wants you to do the same. And unfortunately, he got too close. He got close enough to power that he was actually able to inflict his nightmare world on the rest of us. Let's see, how far back does Fauci go? Poor Donald Trump inherited this jerk. It's not on this particular page I'm looking at. The doctor, I'll talk about Scott Jensen. I'll talk about Dr. Siegel. This is a doctor you've seen over and over again on the Fox Network. He told a very powerful story just the other night. He talked about an old man that he knows very well, an old man who was certain that he was dead with coronavirus. He was certain that he was not able to breathe. He was very old. I forget the age that Dr. Siegel gave. I think it was in his 80s. And he said, the last minute, he tried hydroxychloroquine. The next day, he felt fine. That's a remarkable story. But as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story is that old man, Dr. Siegel, knows so well, whose life was saved by hydroxychloroquine, is his father. That really, boy, I'll tell you what, you could hear a pin drop when Dr. Siegel, and I've forgotten Dr. Siegel's first name, maybe one of you callers can remind me, but that was a very powerful story, very powerfully told by Dr. Siegel. Another doctor I want to talk about today is, where is this article? Dr. Knut Witkowski. Now, I'll lead off with this. Listen to this. I found this in the oh, my goodness. Here's the article. Anthony Fauci, as figures such as Dr. Anthony Fauci recommend months of lockdowns that threaten to exterminate much of our economy, yet another expert has weighed in, saying that this course offers all risk and no reward. In fact, epidemiologist Knut Witkowski states that lifting the lockdowns would cause the Wuhan virus to be exterminated, that's his word, in weeks. Now, who is Dr. Witkowski? He is the former longtime head of the Department of Biostatistics, Epidemiology, and Research Design at the Rockefeller University in New York City. Witkowski maintains that the coronavirus, this is a quote, could be exterminated if we permitted most people to lead normal lives and sheltered the most vulnerable parts of our society until the danger had passed. Now get this, these are facts that this creep, Anthony Fauci, has concealed from all of us. He's made his career out of concealing these things. He's a professional liar, and one of the people he's lied to is Donald Trump. Remember, Donald Trump told this in his press conference recently. He said, our economy was roaring. We were at the pinnacle of success. And then these CDC, Centers for Disease Control personnel, walk into my office and tell me that we have to shut the whole thing down immediately. And then the president, of course, asked, well, why is that? And then these liars, including Dr. Lying Like a Rug Fauci, lied to Donald Trump that up to 2.5 million people would die if he didn't shut down the economy. Just pure lying. Scare tactics. Generation of hysteria. Unfortunately, Donald Trump, not being an epidemiologist, not having studied the subject, as I said at the beginning of this series of shows on the subject, got hosed. You got hosed. We got hosed. President Trump got hosed. I'm convinced he knows that now. And he's going to get us out of this stupid, self-destructive shutdown post haste. And it's going to be a hell of an accomplishment for him to do that. Here's what Dr. Witkowski, here's the guy we should have had in Trump's office. This is the guy who should have been there, who would tell the truth. Here's what he says. With all respiratory diseases, all, did you hear that word, all, the only thing that stops the disease is herd immunity. Now, what did me, Joe Amateur, speaking from the peanut gallery, what did I say on day one? The only defense we have is our immune systems. That's exactly what Witkowski is saying. He says about 80% of the people need to have had contact with the virus, and the majority of them won't even have recognized that they were infected, or they had very, very mild symptoms, especially if they are children. And now you listen to what he says. This is a guy who's way smarter than Tony Fauci, Anthony. Every bit as distinguished in his career, you know, on paper, head of the Department of Biostatistics, Epidemiology, and Research Design at the Rockefeller University in New York. He says, so it's very important to keep the schools open and keep the kids mingling to spread the virus. Yeah, you heard that right. Now, I told you my stories of what happened back in those glorious days of yesteryear in my youth. That's exactly what we did. And it worked out just fine. All of us snot-nosed little kids with our spit wads shot behind a teacher's back. Schools open and kids mingling to spread the virus to get herd immunity as fast as possible. That's what we did every year. As fast as possible. We caught our colds, caught our flus, brought them home. And this doctor is saying what we developed thereby is herd immunity. And then, he says, the elderly people who should be separated and the nursing homes should be closed during that time can come back and meet their children and grandchildren after about 4 weeks when the virus has been exterminated. Now, by the way, what was the timetable I gave you here? Again, just from the peanut gallery. I said 17. Well, let me continue reading this guy, because this guy is the cat meow. Witkowski said, children should keep going to school and infecting each other. This is not a tin hat guy. This is not a kook. This is a much better scientist than Anthony Fauci. The writer says, this may sound odd, but it's precisely what's done purposely. He says, Witkowski's position, he writes that when the percentage of people who have been infected, recovered, and gained immunity gets high enough, there are no longer enough carriers for it to spread. So even those who hadn't acquired biological immunity nonetheless would become protected through herd immunity. Now, get more. What's the other mantra that you've heard? Social distancing. Let's see what Knut Witkowski has to say about that BS. Witkowski states that insofar as combating the disease at the society-wide level goes, social distancing won't be effective because you can't completely stop the spread of a respiratory disease. And he says, if you slow it down, it'll just go on and won't be wiped out. He says about the Dr. Fauci's constant refrain of flattening the curve. He says, I don't really know why. But what happens if you flatten the curve, you also prolong it, you widen it, and it takes more time. And I don't see a good reason for a respiratory disease to stay in the population longer than necessary. Now, why wasn't this man in the Oval Office? We'll be right back with more of these. We're finding the good doctors here after having listened to these dirt bags for too many weeks. We'll be right back.
A giant of a man that the miners knew well grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
Hey, I'm back, folks. And thanks for tuning in. I'm going to play, I mentioned, it's Dr. Mark Siegel, M-A-R-C, Mark Siegel. What a great doctor he is. Let me play, it's just 45 seconds or so, that he put this out on the air on the Tucker Carlson show, maybe the day before yesterday, maybe yesterday. Listen to this. This is powerful stuff.
Tucker, I want to tell you about a 96-year-old man in Florida who said one night, I don't think I'm going to make it. I feel very weak. The end is coming. I'm coughing. I'm short of breath. I can't get up from the couch. The next day, he was on hydroxychloroquine and antibiotics per his cardiologist. He got up the next day. He was fine. This man is my father. Tucker?
Wow.
That's all you can say is wow. This is Dr. Mark Siegel. He's the in-house doctor for Fox, at least a patriotic part of Fox. I don't know. I think he may cover the whole network. But this is their top guy, their top doctor. And he, having heard Donald Trump saying hydroxychloroquine looks as if it does great good, and So he listened. And it saved his father, 96, not 80s, 96-year-old father. And it saved him in one day. Wow. Now, the point I want to make here, it's all coming out now. I mean, this is really unwinding for the left. They are constantly lowering their model number on how many people are going to die. Now, they started out with 2.5 million. That's what they walked into Donald Trump's office. These pukes of the medical mafia who along with people like Bill Gates, would like to strangle your nation and control you via their version, their idea of medicine, which is the opposite of medicine, but it's their idea of medicine. To scare the hell out of you, make you feel helpless and at their mercy of their shots, their injections, their pills, their radiation, their this, that, and the other. And you're going to die. You're going to die unless you do as they say. So 2.5 million. As we speak now, these same clowns, these same pukes, have lowered their expected death toll to 60,000. That's a long way down, from 2.5 million down to 60,000. And let me tell you, folks, this is Kelso speaking from the peanut gallery. It ain't going to be 60,000, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a bet with somebody for a dime that it won't hit 20,000. That's obviously my stab in the dark guess. But I don't think it's going to hit 60,000. I'm like the president after he found out a few weeks ago that the average flu kills from 27,000 to 70,000 Americans every year, like clockwork. So 60,000 is well within that average range. And I don't think it's going to go that high. In other words, and the president was clearly saying this in the press conference the other day. I should play the clip for you. I don't have it handy. But he was saying, if these people had walked into my office and said, Mr. President, we have a terrible emergency. You must shut the entire economy down right now. It is absolutely essential, or you will be causing the deaths of millions of people. No. Correct that. You will be causing the deaths of 60,000 people with the flu. And that the president said, well, what's the average death toll in the flu? Oh, you know, around 60,000. Well, no, we're not going to shut the economy down, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx. You just told me we're having an average flu season. And I'm going to shut the economy down? I'm going to kill the patient? I'm going to kill the economy in order to satisfy your lust for power and desire to be on TV? You self-important puke? Pukes, plural? No, he wouldn't have shut the economy down. He was suckered. He was hosed into thinking 2.5 million Americans were going to die and absolute drastic measures had to be taken immediately. He was lied to. He was lied to by the Chinese, then he was lied to by the communists in China, he was then lied to by the communists in America, like Dr. Fauci. Well, he'll stand in for a communist until the real thing comes along. He's as left-wing as you can get. We'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John,
every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from
New Orleans. Now, I'm going to bring you another doctor, I promised you, Dr. Scott Jensen. I don't know what city he's in Minnesota, but he's right across the river from where I sit right now, somewhere there in Minnesota. And the once great state of Minnesota, and partly still great state of Minnesota. It's like so many American states. The only part of Minnesota that's gone into the toilet is the big city, Minneapolis. The rest of Minnesota is beautiful. And we're fortunate here in North Dakota, we don't have a big city. So that's kept us out of the toilet altogether. But here's Dr. Scott Jensen. He appeared on the Laura Ingraham Show, and he let out the secret. This is another person who should have, you know, they've kept people like this away from Donald Trump. People like Dr. Witkowski. Dr. Jensen reveals that doctors all across America, hospitals, are being instructed by the pukes at the Centers for Disease Control to improperly recode deaths that should be coded pneumonia, should be coded COPD, should be coded diabetes, should be coded morbid obesity, should be coded heart failure, etc. kidney failure, Alzheimer's. They're instead being told to code all of these things. If coronavirus is suspected of being present, not verified, it wouldn't even matter if it is verified. If they suspect that that this person died with coronavirus present, they are to put down COVID-19 as cause of death. And that's where you're getting these numbers, these stupid, ridiculous, inflated numbers. That this is why Fauci wants him to do this. He's got to somehow get up to 2.5 million, or his latest stupid count of 150,000 to 200,000. These are deaths. This guy is a sicko, and Dr. Birx is a sicko. You do not want these people anywhere near your health or your nation's health policy or your nation's policy in general. Now listen to Dr. Scott Jensen, family physician in Minnesota, who's been in medicine for 35 years. He's been around the block a lot of times. Listen to him telling this rare thing that we don't hear from these medical pukes, the truth. The truth, a man of integrity, speaking out against the cult, the groupthink, the politically correct crap coming down from these big money organizations like the NIH and the CDC that run doctors around by their nose. Because what happens if you speak out against these people, if you dissent in any way? Oh, you're out of the club. No more referrals for you, doctor. Hey, and we're not going to take referrals from you. And hey, you're not part of our clinic or our hospital. Hey, we're not going to accredit you. We're not going to fund you. You're on your own, Jack. How many years have you spent in medical school, and how many hundreds of thousands of dollars to get through? Well, go suck a lemon. You're not in the club anymore. You dissented. You used your mind. You were thinking independently. You were acting like an American. No, we want you to act like a Dr. Fauci or a Dr. Birx, a compliant puke who's willing to see thousands of people die and trillions of dollars of people's lifetime savings, their businesses, the things they've dedicated themselves. And these are people who actually work for a living, unlike you, Dr. Fauci. You parasite, you worm, they work for a living and you've destroyed their businesses based on junk science, worse than junk science, lying science. Now listen to a real doctor, the kind we need, Dr. Scott Jensen. Listen to him. This is on the Laura Ingraham Show.
Respiratory arrest would be the top line, and the underlying cause of disease would be pneumonia. And in the contributing factors, I might well put emphysema or congestive heart failure. But I would never put influenza down as the underlying cause of death. And yet that's what we're being asked to do here.
Dr. Fauci was asked about the COVID death count today. Here's what he said in part.
What do you say to those folks who are making the claim without really any evidence that these deaths are being padded?
Now, did you hear the question from a news person? What do you say to these people who are saying without really any evidence that these deaths are being padded? They are being padded, folks. I'll swear to that. They are being padded. Now, Dr. Fauci comes to the microphone. This question really struck a nerve for little Dr. Fauci.
The number of COVID-19 deaths are being padded.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions.
They are nothing but distractions. They are nothing but... this guy makes me sick. They are nothing but distractions. You will always have conspiracy theories. Answer the damn question, Fauci. The numbers are being padded by you and by your buddies and you should have your ass. You should be bounced out of any position. No taxpayer money should ever go to you, and you should be sued for what you've cost our people, which is trillions of, yes, I know he can't pay back trillions of dollars, but I'd like to see somebody get a judgment in a court against this puke for $10 trillion just to make the moral point and let him sail off into the sunset with that blot on his record.
Conspiracy theories, doctor? So you're engaging in conspiracy theories. What do you say to Dr. Fauci tonight?
Well, I would remind him that anytime healthcare intersects with dollars, it gets awkward. Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000.
A person comes in, they've got some emphysema, you don't get paid anything. Rewrite it as COVID-19. Now you get $13,000. Okay?
If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much.
So now you have a triple your money option. Put them on a ventilator, you triple your money. Folks, do you know why so many people are dying in New York City? Get this. I heard this one yesterday. 85% of the people, 85% of people having respiratory distress in New York City are put on ventilators. What's a ventilator? A ventilator is a plastic tube that's shoved down your throat. You're basically out of it. You can't talk or do anything now. And the machine is breathing, pumping you up, and then sucking the air out, pumping you out, sucking it out again. 85% put on ventilators. Get this. Here's the kicker. What's the outcome? 50% of those people in New York City who are put on ventilators die. They die. So what is this medical care so-called in New York City? It's a cult of death. If you go into a New York hospital and you're having trouble breathing, hey, get a Jefferson nickel out and flip it. Heads, you die. Tails, maybe you live. That'll give you some spectacular, that'll give you a lot of Medicare income.
Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do. Some physicians really have a bent towards public health, and they will put down influenza or whatever because that's their preference. I try to stay very specific, very precise. If I know I've got pneumonia, that's what's going on, the death certificate. I'm not going to add stuff just because it's convenient. I think that it's not a conspiracy theory at all.
Yeah. You reject what he said.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So don't listen to Kelso, folks. Dr. Scott Jensen, family physician, Minnesota, 35 years, a real, genuine doctor. This is the guy whose office you want to visit. But stay away from the Dr. Frankenstein Fauci Birxes, because they'll kill you. Flip a coin. You get ventilated if you have trouble breathing. Don't go into a New York hospital and say, Doc, I'm having trouble breathing. By the way, it gets pretty gruesome. They're wheeling people out of New York hospitals dead with the intubated tube still in their trachea. They just leave them like that. Who knows who takes the tube out? The mortician? God, ghoulish medicine. Let me see if there's other stuff I wanted to get to you because I'm running out of time here. I took notes and I told you I wasn't going to be able to cover it. I'm sure I wouldn't. I love this doctor, this gutsy Dr. Scott Jensen in Minnesota. Remember, and Laura Ingraham quoted it, either she reads the same stuff I read or, you know, could it be that one of these people actually listens to this show? But she's quoted Dr. Walter Ricciardi, top science advisor to the health minister of Italy, who said, Only 12% of what we've been listing, coding as coronavirus death, was actually a coronavirus death. In other words, at that time, the 14,000 deaths reported with which you were being terrorized and driven into panic. Give up your freedoms, give up your job, give up your kids, give up their schooling, give up your dignity. The actual number was 1,200, not 14,000, 1,200 or something in that area. 12%, you figured out, 12% of 14,000. All right, let's go to another one here. We got this latest thing here with the World Health Organization. Donald Trump has said we shouldn't be sending them money. We send them $400 million a year. And, you know, it's just as Donald Trump has said, the message he's been giving us, we're being played for suckers. We're suckers. We're suckers. $400 million. The head of the World Health Organization is a communist, an actual self-avowed communist and member of the Communist Party of Ethiopia named Tedros, and the rest of his name you can't begin to pronounce. This guy Tedros, he's the guy who's been parroting the Chinese communist line that the virus wasn't communicable from human to human, that it wasn't a big problem, there was nothing to worry about. Just lying. Okay. I'm looking through my notes here. Something I noted here in the last 24 hours, watching these World Health Organization type doctors on TV, there's no dissent. The profession has lost its guts. Where is the courageous? Come on, Dr. Oz, get on TV and say, we're getting hosed, boys and girls. You're getting screwed. This is Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz. You know me. You've seen me on TV 500 times, every one of you. You do my exercises. You eat my health food. You listen to me. I'm telling you, you're getting screwed. The shutdown is stupid. It's not good medicine. And it's even worse, public policy. You're going to destroy your country. Come on, Oz, grow some balls. And the rest of these public doctors, they have no guts. Why do they have no guts? Because they're not in a profession where there's integrity. They're in a profession which is now run as a cult with political correctness. And you can't speak. You cannot speak against that cult. All these guys on TV, I look at them and I go, I'm looking at this guy, Dr. Scott Jensen, and he's a real person. He has real expressions on his face. When he hears that puke Fauci saying that this is a conspiracy theory, he makes a grimace with his face that tells me this is a genuine man, a genuine doctor. He's not controllable. That's something I've noticed here. These professions, it's in academia, it's everywhere. If you can't dissent, you can't say anything that could possibly be construed as being coming from Donald Trump or a right-wing person or a patriot or a real American. If you do, you're out of the club. We'll cut you off. You'll never work in this town again. That's how they control people. And by the way, let me see here. Let me see if I can, let me see if I have it here. Let me see if Dr. Jensen.
Now it's COVID-19? That doesn't make any sense.
Dr. Jensen, really important conversation. We really, really appreciate your data-driven perspective.
Now, I'm looking for the quote. I don't have it at hand. Laura asked him, what could make this kind of thing happen where we get such false information? And Dr. Jensen says, fear. Fear can make a lot of people do a lot of things. So there you go. Now, we're going to run out of time here. And let's see if we've got a caller. Maybe I can squeeze a caller in. We lost Dave in San Francisco. We've got Dr. Kelly in California, Fred in Michigan, and Tom in Utah. Let's go with the first caller, Fred in Michigan. Fred, are you there?
I am.
Hope you're well. What's going on your way?
Ron Paul on the 16th of March, RonPaulInstitute.org, Chris Hinckley exposed this. Did a expose, Ron Paul did, which I'm going to simply call the global scandemic. And that's pursuant to what America's preeminent microbiologist, virologist, Peter Duisberg, who authored
Fred, stay there. We're going to let you continue your thought on the other side of the break. Thank you for mentioning Ron Paul. I'd forgotten that he, of course, he's an OBGYN, a great doctor. I'm eager to hear what he said on this subject. Stay with us, Fred.
The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you what I've gotten so sick and tired of listening to. Fred, are you still there? Fred, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Fred. I'll share this with you. I was just watching on Fox. I don't know if it was Shannon Bream. I'm not sure what her name was. The interviewer. She was asking a question of a complete puke named Ali Mukdad, who is a doctor for the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington, and these are the pukes who came out with the $2.5 million, the $1 million, then the $250,000 models the scare tactics. And here's what she asked him. She's not a doctor. She's like you and me, but she's not a compromised person like Ali Mukdad, who's getting his money probably from somebody like Bill Gates. And he knows that if he speaks out of line, he's done. He's finished. He can get a job doing house cleaning the day after he gets out of line. So she was asking him. He was explaining. He was lying, stating that the reason that the, just as Kelso's been saying, the curve is going to go down, and it's going to go down sharply and quickly. This is now coming up. And even his stupid group is predicting it'll be April 12th. It'll be Easter that the thing turns around. Well, why are they predicting this? Because they've been caught with their pants down. And so they have to come up with an explanation why they're standing there in the wind. Now,
well, James.
Now, hang on just a second. Hang on. This guy, Ali Mukdad, she asked him a question. She said, well, if he was explaining, he was saying, rationalizing, well, it's because we've shut the economy down that we're going to get better from the flu. Then she asked, she said, well, then how do you explain Japan, where they didn't shut down and they have a total in Japan of 94 deaths? And the guy wouldn't answer. Here's the point, folks. It goes to my point about dishonesty in the medical profession, in academia, in research, in these institutes. He wouldn't answer her question. She asked it three different ways, three different times. Please explain why Japan has basically no corona deaths. They also have no lockdown. And he wouldn't answer the question. He shifted, he changed, he talked about another subject. It was pathetic to see this. And that's what's happening.
James.
Go ahead, Fred.
Okay,
go
James. Japan, the Japanese people, like all Asian people, and as I discovered when I had medical botany as a pre-med student at U of M, University of Michigan, these medicinal mushrooms like cordyceps, like reishi, mushroom of immortality is reishi.
Fred, I appreciate that thought. But no, that's not why they haven't had a lot of deaths. The reason they haven't had a lot of deaths is that they have let the flu run its course the way we always did as kids. So it's run its course and they've gotten better. They didn't put themselves on ventilators and kill each other.
Right, and James, when you go on a ventilator like that, it's real easy to induce an infection in the bronchioles and the lungs.
The worst thing. Exactly. It's a medical nightmare. Well, anyway, Fred, thank you very much. I apologize for chopping up your excellent commentary, and my apologies to other callers that were trying to get in. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow night. Stay tuned for that. So long.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.